Hey, everybody. It's said that necessity is the mother of invention, and I believe that, or else there would be no kitchen gadgets, or Cliff Notes, or life hacks, or small business entrepreneurship. The field of patient advocacy would have never been born. Well, last year, I found myself inventing due to necessity. I was going in for some medical intervention involving surgery and an overnight stay. I was pulling some information together to make sure that my VIPs, my very important persons, would remain in the loop and informed. Well, one VIP, working as my point person, would be waiting with me until the surgery began, and she would receive the updated text from the hospital team as I moved through the treatment process. The point person would then relay any updates to my VIPs until I could again do so. Well, I made some jots about what I thought would be pertinent information to have at the ready, a quick sheet, a kind of an at-a-glance compilation. What information might I need to reference while I was inpatient? Contact information for my VIPs. They may want to know the surgical information too, the hospital, the facility, the contact information, date and time of the blessed event. Nothing glamorous, nothing exciting, except it required an overnight stay. Oh wait, the VIPs might want to be able to know how to contact one another. I imagine this compilation to be handy for me and kind of a courtesy for others, really. But this thing, the act of creating it, brought about larger gifts and a greater impact than I had ever anticipated. What started out as some jots became a list of sorts and then morphed into something much more, something that I could foresee using again in the future. Hooray for me, but what if others could benefit? I then realized what I had before me was a tool. On top of that little marvel, I realized I had created some peace of mind for myself and for my very important persons. I had even made my point person's job a lot easier, but I'm getting ahead of myself here. Allow me to tell you what was going on at the time. I was preparing for some surgical intervention after having moved to a new state. I'd need a ride to and from the hospital where the surgery would take place, along with that overnight stay. Luckily, I had made a good friend who was willing to be both my ride and my point person for this medical encounter. Naturally, I wanted to keep my very important persons, my VIPs, in the loop about it all. Hospitals and interventions being what they are, important and not without risk. Part of my preparation for the event was to revisit my legal documents, a will, powers of attorney, living will, advance directives. It was especially prudent since I had recently moved to a new state, and I'm a firm believer in keeping things up to date. I had to make sure that my legal tools would be able to do for me in my new state what they could have done in my previous state. Well, with updated legal documents, I also revisited my favorite documents that often accompany my legal documents, a booklet called the Five Wishes. And that Five Wishes it further allows me to outline what my care wishes are and if I'm unable to communicate with what my wishes are. Now it was time to snap in my designees, my agents that I had designated with healthcare power of attorney and durable power of attorney. We scheduled our Zooms, and I sent copies of my updated documents to each of them, along with the five wishes, ahead of time, before our online chat. In short order, I reiterated what my wishes were and asked them if there were any questions. I told them where the originals of the documents were kept in my home. And lastly, I provided them with a copy of this nifty little sheet that I had developed in a Word document so that they would know about my point person and could expect an update from her. We were same paging. I'm making that a verb, y'all, same paging. I'm making it a verb in my work and in my life. So please join me in the movement here, won't you? All set for the big day. Copies of my sheet were lodged with my VIPs, my point person. Two copies were in my go bag for the overnight stay. It was go time. My point person, Renee, had the generous role of picking me up and driving me to the hospital at 4:30 in the morning. Thank you, here and all the way out, Renee. She would wait with me until my gurney departed for the operating room and would then be the recipient of text communications from the hospital as I progressed through the treatment process. In other words, the patient has entered surgery. Surgery is complete. The patient is now in recovery. The patient will soon be moved to a room. Point person Renee could then text my VIPs to provide an update as to my status using the information that I had collected and put on this sheet. Well, you know, peace of mind is always a plus. I had to think that this little sheet tool thing was of some comfort to my point person. As the procedure began, she received the text notifications and then fanned them out. She was able then to relay via text to the VIPs who appreciated the news, and they experienced some relief. Knowing my good status, Renee then exited the hospital when I was moved to my room. I relieved her of her duties. Her shift as point person had ended, and I was able to then perform my own updates. Man, I gotta tell you, I felt comforted that everybody was in the loop. And everybody later told me of their ease also. That little sheet tool thing continued to serve. I had a copy prominently displayed on my tray table in the hospital. It was within reach for my use, but the medical team noticed it. And I invited them to review it, and they could see that all my providers were on that tool. They could see my team, and that drew recognition and connected the dots for them, kind of head nod kind of thing. This little guy had served. That sheet tool had helped me to plan and feel prepared, and it had traveled to my VIPs, and it did the same for them. It guided my point person in her communications. I think it made us all feel better, you know, before, during, and after. So I elevated its status to the face sheet tool. Well, the face sheet tool rides again. Fast forward a few months, and I was asked to speak on the topic of solo aging and preparing for medical intervention as a solo ager. The theme of the presentation was about how I transitioned from independence to interdependence. I told stories about the overly independent Nancy and how she had a hard time asking for help, much less receiving help. I shared in that presentation that I learned some valuable life lessons during that time. Oddly, the face sheet tool is what brought it all about. I spent a couple of days, post-surgical days of recovery, near my point person, Renee, who owns an Airbnb, one that I have stayed in numerous times. So I was in a familiar, comfortable place with help close by where it needed. And when you're lying around in recuperation, counting your blessings, feeling supported, you have a chance to reflect upon things. And it was during that time that I became aware of a shift. I became aware of my asking for help and then letting someone help me. Now, stop laughing or stop your eye rolling here. this was big in Nancy's independent world and in her life. I had time to rest and think and become aware of the help I'd gotten then and the help I'd been receiving all my life. I had fought it so all my life. I let that sink in, and I became comfortable with this new way, and I allowed gratitude to swaddle me. And that's when I realized that it was not just a tool, not just a shift, it was even more. Who knew that creating that tool would bring about a transformation? The very act of creating that face sheet tool had brought about a transformation. It had ushered in unforeseen and delightful outcomes. Developing it and then sharing it, along with important conversations that followed, helped me to realize that I'm now living in interdependence. Being interdependent enabled the support, mutual benefit, and it also afforded my independence as well. Now, I had needed my VIPs. I had needed my point person. I had needed my designated agents with healthcare power of attorney and everybody to be aware. I needed my loved ones to be notified of my status and the outcome. I needed my providers, and I needed my team to be aware of one another. I felt it. I was now living in it. Interdependence didn't weaken me or engulf me. I was still me. I was able to do as I wished. My independence continues inside interdependence. Returning now to Nancy, now live in presentation on that webinar and talking about my experience brought about by this preparation for my surgery, it wasn't until I had said it in an impromptu fashion during the presentation that I fully realized the concept of interdependence had traveled from my head to my heart. Here's what happened next. As I talked about the face sheet tool in that presentation, I offhandedly offered to send a copy to anybody who was interested so that they could fashion their own or use mine as a template. The response was a happy surprise. People wanted it. It was tool power or a power tool. Have it your way. I received email requests for it. One request that I received went like this. A lady named Jane wrote to me saying, I have a friend, a solo ager, who will have knee replacement surgery at the end of this month. And I believe that your face sheet is exactly what she'll need. As her closest relatives are not close in distance, nor sadly in connection with her. Fortunately, attentive neighbors are stepping in, Jane wrote. I think the information on your face sheet will help everybody involved coordinate their efforts. In short, this face sheet tool struck a nerve with some folks. People wanted what it delivered. But was it the tool that they wanted or the peace of mind? Could this little guy bring both, I wondered? Or was it going through the exercise of completing it and looping everybody in? Was that their intent? Could it be that there are other independent, stubbornly independent people like myself, persons or solo agers that could benefit? Was that it? Could this little sheet serve as a vehicle, a conversation starter between patients and their VIPs or agents designated with healthcare power of attorney? Could this little tool travel among conversations, VIPs, and their VIPs? Agents, providers, act like a conduit of sorts, a ready reference. Could it be a crowbar for the overly independent persons like me? who may not want but needs to let somebody in to help. All those are good reasons to create and make a tool available. And so here's how to get your free FaceSheet tool by downloading it. I'm making it available, and this offer is presently living on the homepage of my website, but you can get it by clicking the button in the if you got this video via email, but it'll also be in the description of the email just below it. There'll be a button that says Get My Tool. May the FaceSheet serve you and your VIPs during a time that might otherwise be stressful or lonely or unwieldy. May it aid in your preparation, your communication, navigating your event, and bring with it some peace of mind. As always, I'm available for consultation. If you need help, simply contact me. I am now offering 1-hour single consultations. So to your good health, everybody. Enjoy the free download of the FaceSheet tool. Thanks, everybody.